We've got the skipper, manager Arolt, live down inside the clubhouse now to join us here in the postgame show. You guys came out swinging it tonight. That was a good one. Obviously a battle at the early part, but boy, you guys really opened it up in there late, and quite a game for your ball club tonight.
Yeah, the guys came out banging early and often. We had 15 knocks. Xavier Warren with four of them. Had a home run. He's got some family in town. So, you know, it seems like whenever the guys have been having their families in town, they've been crushing. Gabe Holt's got his son in town. Had a couple big knocks, ribbies. And, you know, of course, Joe Gray Jr. doing his thing with two knocks and three ribbies. But it was a fun night. And I got to throw in Valerio, too. Been swinging a hot bat with a couple doubles. The guy's been on fire. And, you know, Belzer was a little under the weather coming in today to get five innings out of him. That was a heck of a start for him, you know, battling a little cold. So good to see him out in that heat battle and work five innings for us.
Yeah, Belzer's been pretty good for you guys. And it seems like his fastball has been pretty effective. I think we talked about it in Kannapolis. But, man, this is a guy who, you know, signed with the Brewers as a free agent now for the second time, right? And he's now won three consecutive games for you guys. That's certainly getting it done, and a great job by him.
Oh, for sure. He's a competitor. He wants to be out there pitching. We sent him home the other day to get his rest. And he's like, hey, just so you know, I'm ready to pitch. So it was good to hear that from him. Good to have him out there.
Xavier Warren, it just seems like things are getting better and better for him as the season goes on. Four hits tonight, and ever since he returned from the IL, I mean, he has been just one of the best hitters, it seems like, in the league right now. He's been on fire.
Yeah, he's definitely been on fire. I mean, switch hitter, you know, he's been swinging a bat from both sides of the plate. And also just showing his versatility. I've been very impressed with the way he played defense. Played some third, first. You know, his catch is getting better. He's new to catching. He continues to get better. But watching him in the field, he's been making some plays. A big play for us tonight with the infield in, you know, up one run. I believe it was the seventh inning. Cut the run down at the plate and then came up. You know, makes a great play and then comes up there and whacks the solo.
Yeah, that was fantastic timing to come through on the on both sides of it. Those plays like that, and it happened last night too, big plays defensively. I mean, how much does that help guys get going, you know, offensively too? I mean, it does change the momentum, right? And it's something to pick up off. And I'm talking about specifically the play that Zamora made, turning that double play, what looked to be just one out, into a stellar double play, thrown behind the base runner at third and getting the rundown. But it seemed like that really changed things in the ball game quickly.
For sure. I mean, it's a big momentum shift. It shows yard. Hugh Rodriguez, coach's first.
We're losing the connection just a little bit there, but I think we got a lot of that. Certainly, Luis Rodriguez has been great again, like you said. And just one last one for you, talking about Juan Geraldo, who went out and wrapped it up for you guys, got the save tonight. And really good stuff. Seemed like he was battling, and good to see, because seemed like he got out to a great start this season, had a little bit of a dip there numbers-wise, but then right back at it again now, and a good piece to have in the bullpen when you guys you know, really need it to, as a go-to guy.
Oh, sure. Our bullpen like coming up three innings, finished our last three with Uribe, Rob, Alvarado. But he did a heck of a job, especially coming in early. Think, you know, allowed the one run of that plotter, actually held him there. And
Is Daniel Castillo okay?
Yeah, so it was, I was thinking it was his knee, but he got spiked, you know, on that tag play. He said he was okay, and you know, you could tell, especially on the last play of the game, he was limping around. So it was, we'll definitely have Matt Deal take a look at him.